Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, it's the Christmas show. This is the one you want to listen to if you got a griller on your list, because we're going to go top to bottom, left to right on all the cool things that you can get the griller in your family. Even if it's that brother-in-law you don't like, you might want to get him a thermometer that doesn't work so he has to go back out and check it manually all the time.
All right, welcome. Thanks, Joplin. Thanks for taking time this Saturday to listen to ridiculous things like that. Nobody has brother-in-laws they don't like, for
right.
crying out loud.
Right.
But yeah, thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves, heard to you around the country on 15 different stations so far. We'll try and bump it up to 16 by next year.
Right. Yeah, right. I think we got opportunities, too. That's the cool part.
So it's all about Christmas gifts for the griller. And I think that's just fun stuff to buy for most guys.
Sure.
And maybe some gals out there. I don't know. It's you're dreaming of what you want for yourself when you're buying it. You know, you have that money budgeted, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you get to spend it. You don't have to feel guilty about buying yourself something.
Right.
But you get to buy something you always wanted. The trouble is then you got to give it to somebody.
Yeah. And he shall remain nameless, and it's not you. That I bought a gift for a griller, was out at, and if he's listening, he's going to figure this out who he is. But I was over at a party a couple weekends ago, and, you know, this time of year it gets dark at like 5:30, right?
Yeah.
So he's out grilling on his Weber kettle, charcoal. Mm. So you got the orange glow, but that's it. It was dark out there, and his grill is back by his hot tub and kind of around the corner, no ambient light from anywhere. And he's standing there, and you got the orange glow, and he's grilling steaks, right? And yeah, well, he was trying, and he's actually a trained chef, so he knows what he's doing. But
I know where you were at.
He's going by feel, right? And we got him onto the table at the end, and I'm going to tell you that they were almost still wagging their tail. The outsides were done, but the inside was cold and red, you know. And you're at a guy's house, and I don't know. I'm always a little self-conscious about being critical about anything that comes off anybody else's grill,
right?
Because they're always worried that the grilling guy's here anyway. Not that I'm all that in a bag of chips, but you know what I mean. So I got him a grill light, right? And it's a nice one that clamps on. It's got an articulating arm that'll
clamps
bend
on
anywhere.
The handle.
What?
The clamp on the handle.
Yeah, and it articulates anyway. And the little puck light on there has a magnet on the back, so it'll come out of the holder. So you can stick it on something. If you want. It was pretty cool. It was like $39 on Amazon, right? But it was like, I would like one of those, but I just watched a guy who really knows how to cook, that he undercooked the steaks that he brought to the table, and we all ate them, right? But, you know, 3 more minutes would have been wonderful, and as opposed to just lukewarm.
Or you can go down to Menards and buy this thing called an LED porch light, and you can just mount that on your wall.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's really what you want to do.
Right.
But that's a good solution if you're not into running circuits.
Well, it's on the back of his garage. And, you know, this was the next time you do this, you got something that'll work, not let's call an electrician and run wires and circuits.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, if you really loved him, that's what you would do.
Right. Yeah. Let me come over and remodel your garage a minute.
Would you?
Yeah.
There's another cool solution that's kind of pricey as well, but they have these patio umbrellas with LED lighting under them.
Oh, yeah, you got a pop-up
tent
with one of those.
My canopy has
that,
but they have umbrellas like that, and I've always said that having an umbrella by your grill is a great alternative for a lot of reasons, but if it's snowing or raining really hard, it sure is nice to not have all that rain go in your beer as you're standing there.
That's
going.
Right, yeah, I can get wet, but I don't want my food or my beer to get diluted,
no,
right?
That's right.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it also, you know, if you keep it up, if it's sturdy enough, and if you can anchor it properly. You can just keep it up all winter and keep the snow off your grill. It saves you a little bit.
Right. Yep.
Anyway.
And you know, wind is another thing that always, and we've talked about that many times, but this time of year when you're grilling, you get a cold wind blowing across your grill. You're going to get slow cooking. And I've got a smoke to do. We'll talk about that later, but that big old iron smoker that I use, if I don't put a tent around that thing,
right.
It takes twice as long to smoke anything.
Well, in your back deck, you can't really put much on your back deck because that's straight north.
Right.
That's going to be like the worst place in the winter.
Exactly. Exactly.
And not to mention your funky patio door.
Right.
I know somebody sells those. You could probably get you a deal on
them. Yeah, right. Standard Lumber, Standard Kitchens, huh? Right? Yeah. Might be able to find a door there.
So daughter Maggie gave birth to our third grandchild. Little Genevieve came into this world.
Right.
And she's now absorbing all the oxygen in West Michigan. So
right.
If you feel short of breath, it'll come. Just be patient.
Right. She's getting lots of attention and love, too, I'm sure.
Well, it's always wonderful when a family member, especially if it's one of your kids or any of your close family, have a new child. I mean, it right around Christmas, it makes it even better. So we get to go over and hold her and then leave.
Right. Yeah, if she has a messy diaper or something, it's like, here's your baby back.
I have,
right?
And I did that because I have the honors of holding her while she took her first dump.
Oh. Well, and you know what? You bring out the best in everybody, Bob.
I think I scared her. No, you know, newborn babies.
Scared the out of her,
yes,
right? Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Newborns, that's kind of a big moment because they're always waiting the first couple of days to make sure
all the
everything's
pipes are
working right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had gotten to be 2 or 3 days, and Maggie's kind of worried, and so I picked her up and held her, and I'm just feeling this hydraulic action in that little diaper, and I said, I think you've got what you wanted.
Right, yeah.
Here, you can have her back.
Right, yeah.
I don't do that part.
Oh, okay. Anymore.
Yeah, I did have...
Geez, you know, I thought you were Buddy, and if I got to that state where I had to wear diapers, I thought you were going to be the dude, man. Yeah, I can't count on you for that.
No, no. As far as grilling this week, I did a little Thai grilling. I got
your Christmas Thai?
A Thai recipe, and I just deboned some chicken thighs, and put a little Thai to it.
So a Thai.
And I didn't go with the pad Thai noodles or anything like that because I'm trying to eat low carb stuff. So I used wild rice.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. I could not suck it down fast.
So did you buy a pre-made Thai spice or did you whip something up yourself?
No, this time I just kind of looked it up and sounded about right. And I have a pretty huge selection of stuff, so it wasn't hard.
Yeah, one of those things off the internet.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, amazing place.
Al Gore's internet.
Yeah, Al Gore. But Bob, we need to talk about some gifts. But before we get into the specific gifts, you know, our friends at Al and Bob Sports have a huge selection of stuff for the griller and the sportsman, obviously more, but they've got some stuff down there. Garrett's Appliance, we'll touch on that a little bit because they've got big boy toys there. They've got a huge selection of grills, and they got all the accessories, spices, and things that go with that as well. I'm thinking of our friends at Sobey Meats, where there's nothing better than a gift certificate.
You could do a gift card, yeah.
Right, from Sobey's, or you could go over there. The guy's got a pretty cool T-shirt selection.
I was going to say, sense of humor is beyond normal.
And those make great little stocking stuffers. You go over there, and he's got he's got stuff that's on the edge, right? I mean, it's
not
dirty,
saying
but
I
it's
got
on the
you,
edge.
I'm not saying I got you the official sausage inspector shirt,
right?
But it could happen.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, you always got to have a side gig, right? But anyway, coming up next, we have Shasta from Old World Olive Company here in the studio with us. And you're not going to want to miss this because every time we do this around Christmas, there's a world of flavor in her store. And we try to bring a little bit of that to you this time of year because when you're getting together with the holidays, you want to do something a little special, right? So coming up next, Shasta will be joining us and we'll be talking about designer grilling gifts. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Yeah. Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grillin' Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys talking out here. Brian, the master of the big board, bringing us back with a little bit of Christmas music. Hope you're getting your holiday shopping done, but not quite done yet because we're talking about gifts for the griller. And from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, we're coming to you live. And Standard Lumber has their annual fall clearance going on right now of all the decking material. Yep, you can buy the material, store it till the spring, or if you get a warm day, go out and redeck it. But great time to buy your griller a new surface to start on, which is the decking. But we'll go from there. What are you thinking, Bob?
It is still fall, and it was 10 degrees this week.
That's right. That's right.
Welcome to the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
I think Sunday in Mount Pleasant, our big torch of the north, UPS 98.5, is doing live remote from one of the big hotels right on Mission, and it's a giant gun and knife show.
Oh, there you go.
And that's a great place to go for some Christmas presents, especially if you got my name.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm a knife freak.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
It's public knowledge. But Shasta from Old World Olive Company, sorry to miss you in all this gun and knife talk.
Yeah, I thought you were already at the show, you know, with those big guns you
have. Right, yeah. Snow's out, guns out, right? Yeah, oh, wait, it doesn't go like that.
Joe's out.
Right.
So tell us about some gift ideas from Old World.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of new flavors out that I think I touched on it a little bit the last time that I was in, but they're actually in the store now, so you can actually go get them.
Okay.
One of them is a bourbon maple balsamic, and that thing has been flying off the
shelf. I'm on my second bottle of it.
I don't think I have any.
Oh, you need to get some.
Yeah, you do,
I feel
Bob.
Pretty bad.
So I did an event a couple weeks back. Yeah, I know where you can get some.
Right, yeah.
I did an event a couple weeks back with a butternut squash, and I roasted it with a rosemary oil, the squash, and then topped it with candied bourbon maple balsamic bacon. And then drizzled the bourbon maple on top, and it was a huge hit.
So let's talk about how
bacon.
I was going to say, let's talk about how you candy bacon, because that is a great addition to a lot of things.
What'd you do?
So it's so simple, guys. All you do is brush the bacon one side, pop it in the oven. Depends on how crispy you like it. I like my bacon to stand up when I pick my piece up.
Right.
So flip it over, brush the other side. Bake it a little longer, and it's a nice, caramely, deep, rich color, and the flavor is incredible.
Right.
So what temperature? Was it convection or just conventional?
Well, I have a convection oven at home, so, you know,
but
400 degrees.
Convection?
Yes, 400 degrees. I usually pop the bacon in for 15 minutes, flip it over another 15 minutes, and right about
so
there
you're using
it's done.
Thick bacon then? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, because I totally ruined some this week.
Did you?
Yeah,
well,
I'm not
that.
A baker of bacon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I like
my
it.
My bacon was standing up, let me tell you. It was charcoal.
It was. Well, we've done that before, too. You know, ovens can vary from time to time, but you can pretty much put any sort of balsamic on bacon, and, I mean, bacon's bacon.
So you didn't reduce it before you put it on there?
No.
Straight out of the bottle?
Straight out of the bottle, brush it on the bacon, bake it, flip it over, you know, brush it again and
crumbled it up and put it on top of that squash bisque. Wow, that's a great fall dish.
I would have a hard time reducing any of their balsamic anyway because it's so good right out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid to affect it like that.
Right. Yeah, when you can buy Rachel Ray's already reduced balsamic for
and it's
$5
good.
Bucks,
it's
and if
good.
You want it, it's great, but it isn't like your stuff by any means. But you're right. It's like, I don't really want to do that.
Well, if you do, here's just a quick tip. You can put balsamic on like a small baking sheet. Just leave it out. It'll naturally evaporate and naturally get thick.
And that's all you're looking for.
Yeah. Right. If you're looking for it to be thicker, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just take it off with a spatula and use it?
Right. And you're not taking temperature and destroying it.
Absolutely, okay.
Right. So how long does that take to, I mean, probably the amount you put on there, but you're just putting maybe like a quarter, eighth of an inch, something
just
a little bit.
Yeah, just spread it on the pan, you know, drizzle it on the pan. I used a smaller baking sheet if I'm going to do that, but just.
Why are there balsamic cat tracks on the counter?
Yeah. That's my black-footed cat.
Whoops. Yeah. And I do have a black cat. It's funny you'd say that.
Yeah. He didn't used to be. That's why our cats are in the garage. And we just have the prints on our cars.
Here, balsamic. Here, kitty.
We have the tracks all over our cars.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay,
so you have some cool little, I'd call them gift baskets.
Yeah. So we have a whole variety of things. And people sometimes can tend to think that balsamic is pricey.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Shasta from Old World Olive Company. You hear us talk about their products literally every week. So we're talking about some gift ideas because it's Christmas gifts for the griller.
Yeah. So, again, any price point you can imagine. We can make gifts that start at about $7 and up. We've got a pre-made 4-pack of 2-ounce bottles, which is about a quarter cup each in one of those 2-ounce bottles. And we've paired the flavors together that are naturally the best sellers. So you take the mind guessing game right out of it and just come in and grab one of those. Those are $25.
Right.
We've got another one, which is a 6-pack. That's right around the $35 range. We can custom make if you've got a griller that wants that bourbon maple or maybe wants our new teriyaki balsamic or an oil. We can custom make any price point.
Can people order those on your website?
Sure can. TheOldWorldOliveCo.com. Yep, and we are offering great deals on flat rate shipping right now.
Because we have lots of people in other cities that you may not have stores in. Tell us your cities.
Plymouth, Michigan. We have a store right down the street from the shop here, or the station rather. Monroe Center, the downtown market, and then also in downtown Rockford.
Okay.
Right.
Birmingham?
Birmingham, no, we've pulled out of that location.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So Plymouth is your main location.
Plymouth is our, for now.
We don't have any stations over there anyway.
Right. Oh, well.
We don't know.
Right. People never travel that way, though, during the season. Right.
Yeah, I recommend you don't.
So Shasta, I still think that your oils and balsamics are a mystery to some people. So what are common combinations that go together?
Yeah, so our Meyer lemon oil is fabulous for anything, fish, chicken, pork, anything. We pair that classically with a cranberry pear balsamic, and you just get a nice fresh and bright flavor. Of course, our 18-year balsamic pairs with just about anything, but it's excellent with the Tuscan herb oil. I also like it with garlic or just a plain regional extra virgin olive oil. Right. And the regionals are the ones that are super fresh. They've come from the most current hemisphere. So you're getting all the freshness and all the polyphenols and all the good stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. So the oils that are infused are infused with an extract of the Meyer lemon, if you will, or something.
So
but you really can taste it. It's not
sure
it's not an oil with a hint of lemon. It's quite lemony, if that's a word.
Bam. Yeah, you only need a little bit.
Yeah, right.
So the citrus flavors, what's interesting about those is the olive is actually crushed with the fruit.
Oh.
So you're getting a really, that's why those taste so intense is because you're getting that super intense crush.
Do you have to do that to call it infused?
Yes.
Ah. Yep.
Yes. So,
and you've got several of those. It's not just lemon. I love the lime.
Yeah.
There's other fruit,
blood orange.
Pomegranate, blood orange. They're all like that. And, you know, if you're thinking about this, just think about what that flavor would be good with if you're doing pork, you're doing chicken, you're doing fish. that's where you want to use these things, right? And it's not really that complex.
No.
But it's a little intimidating.
And we have recipes. So if you've got a bottle at home, if someone gifts you a bottle this year and you have no idea what to do with it, give us a call or swing in. We have recipes.
Go to thegrillingguys.com and look on the right side. You'll see all our sponsors. Click on Old World. And it'll take you right to their site. Or you can look at any of our recipes because literally every one of them has your product.
Right.
Speaking of sponsors, coming up next, our friend Anthony from Henry Repeating Arms is going to join us and on the telephone. And we're going to talk about getting a gun on for your griller. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
This is Job from The Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. It's all about Christmas gifts for the griller, Bob. And we got one of our friends on the line right now, right?
That's right. We have Mr. Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms. How are you, Anthony?
Gentlemen, I'm very good, and hope the same on your end.
Thank you so much. You're in Bayonne, Wisconsin, Bayonne, New Jersey, and that's where your one of your factories is. The other one's in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. And tell people what kind of Christmas gifts could potentially be practical, especially given the fact that you make such a wide range of guns, and the average person probably is not going to buy your top end stuff. Although I could be wrong,
right?
Thank you. It's a great opportunity, I would say a rare opportunity for someone to put something made in America under the Christmas tree. And while our line of Henry rifles and shotguns goes up into the $3,000-$4,000 range, our best-selling models are in the $250 to $500 range. So we have affordable classics like our entry-level 22 model, or Golden Boy, the gun that brings out the rest in you. We've got the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle, which is perfect for all outdoorsmen. That's the rifle that the components come apart and fit in the stock, and it's for camping, backpackers, you know, back of the motorcycle, the pickup truck, if you're out fishing, etc. So all of those range in price from $250 to $500, so very, very affordable.
So I'm thinking that survival gun, first of all, I've never seen anything like it because it reminds me of like a fly rod, Jop. You kind of just pull it apart, and all of a sudden you've got a gun. And it came in a little bag that looks like you might be bringing your pool cue around with you.
Right.
And you've got a weapon. So you can survive. You can kill your dinner. You can maybe protect yourself or just have something for a little target practice.
And Anthony, what caliber do those come in?
These are all in 22 long rifle. Our lever actions, our Golden Boy, is also available in 22 mag or 17 HMR, which is good for varmint hunting. And in our line, we could take you anywhere from what we call a Henry Garden gun now, which is for, you know, snakes or rodents in the barn, up to small varmints, to small game, all the way up onto big game with our Long Ranger series, which is available in calibers like .308 and 6.5 Creedmoor, etc. So for the hunter out there, we run the full gamut at this point.
And all of your rifles are not lever action, are they? You just, some of them are semi-automatic?
Yeah, the Henry US Survival rifle is a semi-auto. But the majority of what we make, it's lever actions, but we also have a line of shotguns now. We have single shot shotguns and single shot rifles in maybe 20 various calibers, and they're really beautiful. They come with semi-fancy American walnut stocks. They're very elegant. It's American heritage. Really a lovely line of single shots, if I must say so myself. Our older models, our lever actions, are available in a variety of finishes: steel, color case, hardened brass, hardened silver, modern finishes like the all-weather finish, etc. So there's quite a bit of variety out there. And folks just have to go to their local dealer, their local gun shop, and we have a dealer locator on our website, which is henryusa.com. You just punch in your zip code, and you can find a Henry dealer in your area. In addition, we have a concierge-type service where if you're having difficulty finding an item, we have a staff that's going to make sure you get the Henry that you want. And at this time of year in particular, there are a lot of wives and girlfriends looking to buy guns for their husbands or boyfriends.
Right.
And they're not as well versed, you know, in how to go about buying a gun.
What a good idea.
So we have a staff that helps. In fact, yesterday I helped this very nice lady from Pennsylvania myself get her the Henry that she wants for her husband. So, you know, guns really aren't like the Amazon.com world. They're a little bit more of a process to make the purchase, as we know. And so we go the extra mile to make sure we hold your hand and you get what you want. If you're going to spend your hard-earned money on a Henry, we're here to support you.
So if you just tuned in and stumbled onto this show, it's the Grilling Guys, and we are live right now talking with Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms. I believe it's the largest lever-action arms builder in the world. Am I wrong?
Yeah, we're the leader in that category, and you know we're a top 10 gun manufacturer. But our specialty is in the lever action, and we're close to being one stop in the lever action where we give you a full gamut. We have some, you know, new models which we can't announce yet, but when we do, we will really be one stop shopping in the lever action world.
So you can go to thegrillingguys.com, go to the right side and see a list of our affiliates, a list of our sponsors. And you'll find Henry Repeating Arms on there, and they're not a sponsor. We've left them on there because Anthony so kindly helped us out when we did our Operation GI Barbecue to send barbecue to the troops. Henry Repeating Arms stepped up and donated rifles for us to auction off, which actually created a huge buzz in our different events, and it really drew the people out because you have an aura. Your product has an aura. You can watch any old Western, especially the big ones, and you'll see a Henry, You'll know it with the brass body, and you'll see that famous lever-action rifle in a lot of those old movies. And I think a lot of us, especially as baby boomers at least, who grew up with guys like John Wayne, we want to have that in our collection. So what a great idea to have the concierge so you can help that special wife who's smart enough to go out and get something like that for her husband.
He said that with passion, Anthony. You heard that, didn't you?
They can leave a hint with the wife or the girlfriend, and I'm not shy about giving out my email address. I mean, if anyone needs help buying a Henry, that's why I get up every morning. Well, two things. One, make sure my family is okay, but secondly, to build guns and to sell Henry. So they can email me personally. My email address is anthony@henryusa.com. They need help finding a Henry, or they have any kinds of questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Anthony, thanks so much for taking a minute with us, and God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. We hope to talk to you next year, sir.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. God bless, and have a happy and, most importantly, healthy 2020.
Thank you.
So impressive. He gives his personal email address. This is not a little company.
No, it's not.
I've been
to
one of his factories. You've been to one of his factories.
Right.
I know the one in Bayonne, New Jersey, is ginormous.
Right.
And this guy gives you his email address.
Right. And he's not BSing either, because he wants you to write him a note, tell him what you like, tell him what you don't like, and he's just a very
humble man.
Yeah. Yeah, very humble man, but
pretty
running
cool.
A great company.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Well, coming up next, Bob, we're going to get back to maybe a little different griller gifts, maybe some grilling baskets. We always talk about our ThermoPen. I've got some at $50, $100, and $200. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is a wonderful time of the year. It's the Christmas gift for the Griller Show. Listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've been talking a lot of things. Just got off the phone with Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms, and we're going to bring it back local a little bit and talk about some gifts for the griller that you might be able to find right around here. Not that you couldn't find a Henry Arm, but at Allen Bob's. But what do you want to talk about now, Bob?
It's that time of the year when Christmas music still sounds good.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you haven't watched Christmas Vacation yet.
Right.
Griller's baskets. You know, Shasta was telling us that they have balsamic and oil baskets,
right,
and little gift bags and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do for a griller's basket?
Well, there's a, you know, first of all, get to know your griller, and if he's in your family or on your shopping list, you might already know them. But I think of things that when I do a basket, I want a few things in it. I don't want a thing in a basket, right? So I tend to lean towards maybe the lesser priced items where you can put four or five of them in there and still be at $100, you know, or something like that.
And so, maybe the basket could be food grade something device so that they can actually use it to haul food back and forth from the grill.
Or a grilling basket.
Instead of just
right, for your vegetables.
Yeah, there you go. Instead of just another woven basket that you're going to throw in the basement
right.
and chuck in 10 years.
Right.
because the spiders get on it.
So the first one that comes to mind for me is I really enjoy making jalapeno poppers, right? They're popular year-round, and you can make them on a baking rack, which is, you know, the little perforated thing that raises up off the cookie sheet, so when they drip, you're catching it. The other way is they actually have jalapeno racks, which the jalapenos set up on end, right? So you can fill them with stuff, wrap them with the bacon, set it in that little rack, and then they don't fall out. The stuff doesn't ooze out when it's cooking. And those little racks, you can find them anywhere online or whatever. Well, you know, they're $12, $15, something like that.
Grilling supplies and products right now are very often clearanced.
Right.
So you can get them like half off if you're going to Meijer and Home Depot, Walmart, places like that. A lot of this stuff is going to be like whacked on price. So
right.
If you want to get a really cool gift for a guy who likes to grill,
right,
who grills all year long,
right,
Now's the time you buy that stuff.
Haven't you been over to somebody's house and they say, hey, Bob, hey, Jop, I want you to grill this, right? You're here, you're the grilling guy. And they hand you a pair of tongs that got that little D on the end or the round metal. And that
doesn't
thing.
Even pick up a hot
no,
dog
man,
properly.
You can't. Anything you try to grab, it slips out of there. So another great basket item is a pair of tongs that have like that little, I call it like an oyster shell or a clam shell, the little scallop things on the end, but they're a little sharp, right? And they'll bite into whatever it is that you're trying to grab a hold of. And
you can actually go to the kitchen department of any department store and get the nice long stainless ones for like $9.99.
Exactly.
And that's all you want. The ones with a locking end on them.
Right.
And I also get
they go in the drawer better.
That's right.
You clamp them down, lock that end, and they're in the drawer. They don't take up a ton of room.
They also have those with the Teflon or silicone ends on them.
Right.
So you can use them indoors on some scratch-resistant stuff.
Right, yep. But a great set of tongs is huge.
Don't buy the barbecue tool set that has the big bent tong thing on it because they're too hard.
And you get carpal tunnel using them, man. The things are so strong, it's like...
They don't even line up after a couple pieces.
After a while. Yeah.
ThermoPen. Go to thegrillingguys.com. Look to the right side and look for ThermoWorks ThermoPen. There's all sorts of instant read digital thermometers. Instant read's important. Now, Jop, you and I did an event at Alan Bob's. I believe at the chili cook-off. We did, and somebody, the health inspector brought out this probe.
Right.
And he's like probing. I'm like, dude, I got to shut the door of the smoker. You're letting all my heat out. He's like, well, you're close enough. It's like, he didn't have a ThermoPen.
Right. Well, he said the battery was dead on it, but he didn't have one with him. So Bob and I each have one. We're like, here.
3 second read.
Right. And, he used ours and
whether you're grilling or smoking, you don't want that thing open long.
Right.
Unless it's 100 degrees out and you're trying to just grill openly in the summer.
Right.
I can tell you, I have a couple ThermoPens. I can tell you what not to do, and that's take the temperature on your turkey and then close the door of the oven and leave the ThermoPen in your turkey.
Didn't fare too
Top
well.
Top that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
You really did that.
I really did that last year.
Wow.
In fact, it was Corey's Christmas present that I opened early.
Wow.
And
you're Maureen. I know.
I got this
are.
For you, honey.
Yeah, I've gotten some really pretty bras that way.
Right. Yeah. Right,
so
yeah.
I burnt up his ThermoPen and had to buy him another one.
Right. But in all seriousness, that is if you can get nothing else, get a quality ThermoPen digital thermometer. That's the number one tool you should have.
Yeah, the MX4 or MK4, whatever it is.
Yep.
It flips. It lights up. The screen spins around to match the direction you're holding it in, which is a big deal.
Right. Unlike so you don't have to look upside down to see what the temperature is.
Unlike your alarm clock.
Right. Yeah,
so
exactly.
I just bought a new one, and it's that little dot that has the probe where you can set the read on the counter and then probe it in.
Sure.
They have a bunch of those different
ones.
Right?
Yeah. That's, you know, supposed to be a Christmas
present. Yeah,
those are
like $79 to $99, right?
Those are like $150 or so.
I don't think it was even that much.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not talking about smoke, then. You're talking about something new.
It's newer. It's like a dot. You know, it's like
Echo
the dot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep. So another thing that goes in the basket, Bob, is that this is going to sound a little weird, but go to a welding supply store and buy the best welding gloves that you can find and get them up halfway to your elbow. Okay, because you can handle hot dishes, you can handle hot coals if you need to spread your coals around. You put on a pair of good welding gloves, you get right in the fire, hang right onto the hot food.
Depending on what your griller is using, like for a big smoker, big firebox, stuff like that, The last pair I got at, what is it, GTW Welding Supply in Ionia.
Right.
These come up to my biceps.
Right.
they're big, and they were kind of pricey. They're like $60-$70, but right. I'll tell you, not as pricey as a bad burn.
Corey right. might grow hair on his arms if I got him those.
Yeah. But I have, and you know, they're going to get dirty, they're going to get sticky, they're going to get gooey. So you need a pair every couple of years. They don't wash really well because they're leather and they're insulated.
Yeah, you don't want to wash.
No, but you know, you can go to the welding supply store for $25 and get a quality pair that won't. You know, you're grabbing something.
Yeah, because the ones they sell in the department stores that they call griller's gloves.
Right.
You might as well just buy some $5 gloves from the
and a jar of salve to work your burns, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, those are
sauces
good. That's a good
and
gift.
Spices are another thing.
Huge.
Okay, Garrett's has them.
Sobeys has them. Old World Olive Company.
You have sauce now?
We have jams, tapenades, all kinds of bacon, savory things. So
he has a huge line of original Juan barbecue sauce. Right.
Oh, yeah.
He has the Blues Brother, or what's it called?
Blues Brother. No. Billy Bones stuff he's got as well. And
I'm trying to think of
Cowtown stuff he's got.
Away.
There's a lot of good ones out there, right?
Yeah.
But he's got a huge, 20, 30 feet of barbecue seasonings.
Yes.
Out there.
Garrett's has a bunch too.
Right.
Which Garrett's also has a really nice set of all sorts of tools and equipment, and not to mention grills.
Right.
I mean, I have bought grills for people for Christmas.
Right.
It might have been just a Weber kettle, but, you know, what a great gift to give somebody, because for $200, you changed their life. They can now grill outside with something really nice instead of using a microwave.
You know, another one just popped into my head that's really important is that grill brush to keep your grill clean.
Silicone, yeah.
But where I'm going is buy a new one every year. Don't chance the little metal bristles falling out of that and getting into your food.
Oh, you're talking about a grill brush.
Not a basting brush, but the cleaner.
Yeah.
Brush. Get a new one every year.
I would not get a brush.
Right.
Don't do a brush.
What would you use?
They're antiquated. Yeah, it's. I've learned the hard way.
You using the wood paddle now?
No,
he's using a potato.
Not for that, right, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, actually, you can do that.
You can
potatoes on you, but no. I've still got those wonderful little stone sponge things that they shipped us.
Right.
And one of those will last you half a year, and they work really nice. They're very inexpensive. I can't think of the name of it. They're made out of crushed glass.
Yeah. Huh.
It's like sand. And then, of course, they've got the ones that look like Brillo pad, kind of a woven thing,
right?
For lots of different appliances now. And there's all sorts of ways other than a brush.
Yeah, but keeping your grill clean is important, right? And that's another thing. Maybe a little bit higher on the list is Bob brought a propane heater, and it screwed on the top of a 20-pound or 15-pound, whatever they are, propane tank. And we just did a gig down at Alan Bob's a couple weeks ago, and that thing was a lifesaver.
It was cold back there.
It was cold, and we were in the wind, but he had a little heater that screwed right on the top of a propane tank. That's great if you're out smoking and you want to be outside.
We both have these little Mr. Heaters, and they're nothing.
Right.
They're a joke.
Right.
If you're standing right in front of it, you can put your hands right on it.
Yeah, your hands. Yeah.
But this thing was cranking out the heat. So, anyway.
Crank out a show, John.
Right. Coming up next, we've got a few more tidbits for the gift, the griller on your gift list, rather. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
If your window sticks, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A many, many, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, I feel like a man. It's going to be Christmas for man. Okay, this is not a Christmas man law, but it applies 364 days out of the year. A head nod is an acceptable way to greet another guy when simply walking past. No words are needed to be said. An upward nod is for friends. A downward nod is for a fellow man. Stranger. Right. Stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
As
visual.
Demonstrated.
Visual, yeah. You needed to see that.
So if you lift your head up and you don't know him, you might, you know, be sending the wrong signal. Bombs.
Yeah.
So,
body language is everything, right?
I think Fen Valley and Schmoes have some cool gift cards. I know Fen Valley, for a fact, does cool cases of wine and stuff like
right.
that. If you want to pump all our sponsors.
Right. Well, why not? It's that time of year, and their Michigan-made wine is fabulous from Fen Valley.
You could go to Schmoes and buy your grilling friend a mug.
Right.
And get them in the mug club.
Yep.
That'd be a great gift, actually.
That's a great gift.
I'll tell you what, their Kiss My Scottish Arse is the best scotch beer I've ever had.
Scotch ale, yep.
Yeah, you'll want to at least go down to Schmoes on Patterson in West Michigan area and try that scotch ale because, man, my mouth's watering right
now.
Yeah,
we had the brewer on 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she had brought it, and it was just a fresh batch, and it was like, wow.
You want the fresh
really
batch,
good.
Too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It was great.
They did really good. Instead of Miracle off 28th Street this year. So I think it's better beer anyway. A Miracle was an Old English,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Scotch knew more about brewing beer than the English did.
It's wintery, too. It's a stout. It's like a porter. It's a Scotch ale. They're all in that same malty family, and they're dark, and they're just
caramelized
malt. This time of year, it's really good to have that kind of beer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Bob, next week we'll be making food for the holidays because we're still, 10 shopping days left. So hope you had an opportunity to pick up a tip or two here on what you might get one of your grillers on your grilling list. And what are you buying me,
you know,
Bob?
This season is coming up so fast.
Blew right by
He blew right over
this
that.
This season's coming up so fast. I got to be honest, I haven't really thought about not only gifts, but we have two Christmas parties at our house. Well, three can – we have my family, her family, and then our kids for Christmas Eve and Christmas. And that's a lot of food. That's a lot of food prep, a lot of kitchen time, a lot of smoker, grilling, deep fryer, whatever you're doing. We haven't even talked about what we're doing. And that kind of worries me.
Well, you had a little baby coming, and that was dominating the whole conversation, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, is Emily coming?
She will.
Yeah, put it on her. Because she can cook like crazy.
Yeah, well.
Right? Have her help with the menu.
You can hold that baby.
I will, but I know we're going to have to do some turkeys.
Sure.
And we only have one oven, so it'll. We usually do like three for her family.
But two of them go
in the smoker.
That's what I was going to say. Haven't we talked about this, that everybody likes
the
smoked ones better than the oven ones?
Here's the problem. I no longer have a medium-sized smoker.
Well, I do. I got a big green egg. You can borrow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's not a traveling piece. Buddy.
Right, yeah.
But thanks for the
But
offer.
I can cook the turkey.
I
can bring them to you.
I blew one of those out once. I never told you the story, but it was on a trailer. I tried making mine a traveling piece.
Right, didn't work.
And it bounced a little bit, and it just went. turned into powder.
Right.
Literally turned into powder.
Yeah.
So if you haul it, make sure it's cooled off.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly. No temperature inversion. Hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Make sure that you check out thegrillingguys.com. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. I'm on Instagram. It's something like that. And then, of course, our Facebook page is now up and running again. It's Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys. Please send us comments, links, dirty notes, whatever you want to yell at us about.
That's right. Hey, get out there and finish up your shopping. If you think about it, get somebody on your list a grilling item. And we wish you happy holidays, and we'll be talking with you in a week.
And thanks so much, Shasta from Old World Olive Company, for coming out here and gracing us with your beauty.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make